thinking of having either A, a workout, or B, sex.
Yep.
So, as usual on the Vinyl Lounge, what else would we do but
make a phone call that we don't record because we do the show live. And if it turns to shit, well, that's just bad luck. But we just do it live, don't we, Scotto?
We do. It's the only way to do it.
We love live.
That is the only way to go. Yes, good afternoon, or morning, whatever the case may be in England. It's Scott calling from NetFM in Sydney, Australia.
And, hello.
How are you going?
Oh, can you say hello again?
Oh, wasn't it? Let me just turn you
hello?
Off.
And
say, oh,
hello.
Oh, yeah, can you do that one more time?
I'm getting
go on, one more. One more.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting an orgasm.
Now, we would like to speak to somebody about having a shag workout.
Oh, okay. There's no one available at the small moment, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that's a bit of... When will they be?
They're all shagging, probably.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's been a hold on a second.
Oh, look, absolutely.
Thanks.
We're calling from Australia. It doesn't mean
yeah,
anything.
Who cares?
Yeah, fine. No problems at all.
Her phones were ringing in the background. Did
I
you
heard
hear that?
That. I did.
She's probably getting the boss who's shagging right now.
It could well be.
Okay.
Oh, let's listen.
Shall I take your number or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Oh, lovely.
Hello.
Oh, we weren't
listening.
There
was
we weren't
hello
listening.
Again.
Yeah, we
should I take your contact number?
Well, I don't know. Would anyone like to call Australia?
Well, do you know anything about it?
Do you know how to shag?
No, I know nothing about shag. Oh.
we can do. It's a bit of a
guilty giggle
that.
There. Yes, I think you do.
What you can do is call back on Monday.
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Monday, yes.
It's too bad because we do the shows only
on
Friday.
Yeah, we only do it on Friday.
This was on Friday.
Yes, yeah. Which is today.
It's today in Australia. Friday. It's Friday evening in Australia.
Yeah.
Right now.
Is there anyone not doing the shag workout as we speak? You know, one of your customers that we could like just ask them about.
No, it's really quiet at the moment.
Really? Why is that?
20 to 10 o'clock. 20 to 10.
You excuse me. I'm sorry. I had to choke then. Sorry about that. So, what, 20 to 10 in the morning is not a big workout time for young girls or anything like that?
No, it's not.
So what do you do there when...
Everyone's working.
What do you do when it's quiet? Just as a matter of interest, you know, while we've just got nothing else to talk about.
I don't do much at the moment. Just putting some membership forms through
and
the computer.
And are you in, a little gym outfit?
No.
I'm
not.
And do the membership forms have photographs of the people?
Yeah, we got photographs.
And ooh, do you look at them and go, oh, I'd shag that boy?
Or girl, whichever the case may be.
Go on, tell us the truth. Go on.
If you got pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you? Have you ever have you ever picked up at a gym?
If I what?
Picked up, you know, like pulled.
No, I haven't, no.
Really? Where are you from, just as a matter of interest?
Sweden.
I thought you might be. Oh, there's the phone.
Yeah. Better get
can
the phone.
Can you bear with me a second, please?
Sure! Yeah, we're the enjoying phone. Ourselves.
Yeah.
It's riveting radio here on the Vinyl Lounge. Oh, back? Oh, you're back.
Hi there.
Hello again.
What radio station is it?
It's NetFM.
NetFM. We got an Australian girl working here as well.
Yes.
Well, put her on. We'll say hello.
She's coming in at 2 o'clock.
Oh
well, we can't wait that long.
No, we can't wait that long. How disappointing. Well, so what were you wearing? I forgot to ask. You're not wearing a little gym outfit, you know, a little leotard, sort of G-string, like, leotardy thing. What are you wearing?
I've never done the class.
You've never done the class?
No.
So you're not actually you're just like the receptionist, you don't actually physically go into the gym and exercise?
I do.
You do?
Exercise.
Do you exercise after hours in the privacy of your, you know, when you've got it all to yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there
not really. It's not busy.
Oh, I see.
Are there mirrors in the gym?
Yes.
Are there mirrors on the ceiling?
No.
I'm starting to get a bit excited at the moment.
I've got to go now.
Yeah. Well, we'll...
Baz?
Sorry?
Who is that?
That was Bazza.
Bazza, you've just got to ignore Bazza. He's just a piss.
He's a little bit strange.
Yes, he's very odd.
What was your name?
Elsa.
Elsa?
Elsa, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been fabulously interesting to talk to you, and we love hearing your voice. Is there anyone in Sweden you'd like us to ring and tell them, you know, you're doing fine in England and life's grand and you're having a wonderful time? Anything like that?
No.
Okay, then.
Well, if you want to.
Well,
that's fine, thanks.
Do you have an attractive sister in Sweden that, you know, has a spare room at her place that I could go and visit?
Possibly.
Oh. Well, we need to talk more about this, but we can't do it now because I'm keeping you from your work, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keeping you from your membership. Oh, let's face it, you're bored shitless because there's no one there and there's nothing to do, is there?
No, not really.
Oh, you poor thing.
Pardon?
You poor thing.
Yeah.
Do you have the internet there?
Yeah, we do.
Does the or your internet have speakers?
No.
Oh, well, no. In that case, you can't. Well, go and find out. And if you can, netfm.net.
Okay.
And then you can listen to us. And we'll say hello.
Bye, Elsa.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I love you.
Scotto.
Oh, I've got a horn.
I've got a stiffy.
I've got a fat.
I've got a woody.
What a cutie. And I just know...
How do we know she's a cute?
Because she's A, she's working in a gym, B, she's Swedish, and under normal circumstances, I'd say anyone with a voice that sounded that good would be, in fact, butt ugly.
Yeah, usually they are.
But with her, I'm confident that she would have been a blonde cutie with bright blue eyes, a really firm buttock, fabulous thighs, good breasts... Nice strong shoulders, really good grip on her hands and good toes.
Nice teeth as
well. We'll be back in a minute!
Make it four.
That was great. Well, what a nice girl. Didn't know shit, but nice girl.
Thank you, Scott. Jeez, you got cold hands.
I tried to warm them for you, but it just didn't work. So, anyway, anyone that's living in England... go to the gym box, but obviously not at 20 to 10 in the morning. And
unless you want to hit on Elsa.
Oh, don't you do it, you bastard. She's mine now. I'll be ringing her after the show.
Mm.
And you can do the shag workout. Although, frankly, I don't know why you bother, because my understanding is that a good route is the equivalent of a marathon run if it's like a real good one.
I've heard all that before.
Well, it's about the 10-minute workout.
Come on.
I've got a piece of paper about that here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll find it in a minute.
I don't reckon
but
that's
true.
I don't reckon it is.
No, I think it
is. I reckon it's people who
like
are too lazy to exercise.
Like me.
Yeah, making all that stuff up.
Right. So are you also then suggesting that fellatio reduces risk of breast cancer is not true?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, it's hardly surprising that last month's CNN Health Bulletin made news around the world. Actually, this is a bit...